From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. The University of Missouri System released a statement yesterday regarding the possible end of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, better known as DACA. The statement came after the Trump administration's earlier announcement that they would be ending the program, which allows people who entered the U.S. as children to live, work, and study. The statement said that the UM system will work with DACA students to help them through this, quote, time of uncertainty. UM System President Moon Choi wrote in the statement, quote, many have persevered to attend college to better themselves and contribute to American society. For these reasons, we request a fair and compassionate solution. According to the statement, more than 35 students in the UM system are DACA recipients, and local organizations such as the ACLU of Missouri are taking action to help those impacted by this change. A small private university in Missouri is creating a tuition-free college option for low-income students. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Fontbonne University is partnering with donors to create a program called the Fontbonne Promise. Beginning in fall 2018, incoming freshmen who are eligible for the Pell Grant, which is a full federal need-based award, will be qualified for the program. University tuition is currently around $25,000. Fontbonne President Mike Presimone says the school plans to have individual donors cover a percentage of the tuition fee after the Pell Grant covers around $6,000 a year. The university will discount the rest. The program will start with 30 students. The Trump administration announced the end of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program, better known as DACA, yesterday. The program allows people who entered the U.S. as children to live, work, and study. Jeffrey Mittman is the executive director for ACLU of Missouri, and he says more than 3,500 Missouri residents will be impacted if the program is shut down.
If we as a whole say, these are our fellow Missourians, what has been done to them is simply wrong and unfair. If we demand from our senators and our representatives that they take action, you know they will.
Congress has been granted 6 months to try and save the program from being eliminated. The ACLU and other organizations are already taking action to help those who could be affected. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger is urging the county council to fire County Auditor Mark Tucker. Stenger's office released a letter yesterday from Stenger to County Council Chairman Sam Page, citing a news report from last week that Tucker owes nearly $100,000 in federal taxes. Stenger also questioned why Tucker was hired in the first place, saying he has no previous accounting experience. The council hired Tucker in February by a 4-3 vote with Page's support. A message left yesterday with Tucker's office was not immediately returned. Missouri's budget director says revenues increased 7% compared to the same time last fiscal year. Budget Director Dan Hogg yesterday announced the state collected about $792 million this August, compared to around $740 million last August. Hogg also said the state borrowed $50 million from the Budget Reserve Fund for cash flow, and the state has to repay the money by May 2018. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.